This is Standing Watch. And now, evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Many of our viewers, listeners, and readers may recall the words of Herbert W. Armstrong, the late human leader of the Worldwide Church of God, who died in 1986, as it refers to America's wars. Now, I have heard him say those things personally, and of course he also wrote about them, and that is what he said. He said, America has won its last war. Ever since World War II, he said, America is not going to win another war. Now, how could he be that sure? People have maligned him, they have scoffed at him, they have called him a liar and a false prophet. But he was right, wasn't he? I found an interesting article this week in the Huffington Post, dated June 10. Now, by no stretch of the imaginations can you say that the Huffington Post wrote that article to support Mr. Armstrong. I don't believe that the author even knew anything about Mr. Armstrong, and he most certainly, if he did, wouldn't have supported him. But this is what he wrote, and I'd like to read a few excerpts from this article to you. It says, the United States has been at war, major boots-on-the-ground conflicts and minor interventions, firefights, airstrikes, drone assassination campaigns, occupations, special ops, raids, proxy conflicts, covert actions, nearly nonstop since the Vietnam War began. That's more than half a century of experience with war American style. And yet few in our world bother to draw the obvious conclusions. Given the historical record, those conclusions should be staring us in the face. They are, however, the words that cannot be said in a country committed to a military-first approach to the world, a continual build-up of its forces, an emphasis on pioneering work in the development and deployment of the latest destructive technology, and a repetitious cycling through styles of war from full-scale invasions and occupations to counter-insurgency, proxy wars, and back again. So here are five straightforward lessons, not accepted in what passes for discussion and debate in this country, that could be drawn from that last half century of every kind of American warfare. One, no matter how you define American-style war or its goals, it doesn't work, ever. Two, no matter how you pose the problems of our world, it doesn't solve them. Never. Three, no matter how often you cite the use of military force to stabilize or protect or liberate countries or regions, it is a destabilizing force. Four, no matter how regularly you praise the American way of war and its warriors, the U.S. military is incapable of winning its wars. And five, no matter how often American presidents claim that the U.S. military is the finest fighting force in history, the evidence is in, it is not. Just look at the effects of American war in the 21st century. It is clear, for instance, that the U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003 unleashed a brutal, bloody, Sunni-Shiite civil war across the region, as well as the Arab Spring, one might argue. And now notice carefully. The U.S. military has not won a serious engagement since World War II. The results of wars in Korea, Vietnam, Afghanistan, and Iraq ranged from stalemate to defeat and disaster. With the exception of a couple of campaigns against essentially no one in Grenada and Panama, nothing, including the global war on terror, would qualify as a success on its own terms, no less anyone else's. This was true, strategically speaking, despite the fact that in all these wars, the U.S. controlled the airspace, the seas were relevant, and just about any field of battle where the enemy might be met. Its firepower was overwhelming, and its ability to lose in small-scale combat just about nil. A military whose way of war doesn't work, doesn't solve problems, destabilizes whatever it touches, and never wins, simply cannot be the greatest in history, no matter the firepower it musters. Now, there are reasons for that consequence. There are reasons why America hasn't won a war since World War II and why it's not going to. until the return of Jesus Christ. We have a free booklet, The Fall and Rise of Britain and America. And if you have not read that booklet, please order a free copy. It gives you the reasons. There are reasons why America is not going to win any more wars and why Mr. Armstrong was absolutely correct in his assessment, as the Huffington Post, interestingly enough, or the Huffington Post, confirms. We have another booklet, Should You Fight in War? A very fundamental and important question. Should we even fight in war? Is the way of war the way of God? Is that what he wants his people to do? We are turning our attention to Iraq as we speak, and of course, what do we find? We find a very succinct summary in The Independent, dated June 11, saying this. Events in northern Iraq are a fearsome demonstration of what has become ever clearer over the last 3 years. America is losing control of the Middle East. And then they go on to say that Washington and its allies are powerless to stop that war in Iraq, and that things are going to get worse. How worse? Well, President Obama did announce on Monday evening, according to the Daily Mail, dated June 16, that U.S. ground troops equipped for combat are being sent to Iraq, just days after claiming that no American soldiers would be employed to the war-torn country. Now, what about this ISIS? You know, ISIS, that is this, you know, Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, it's called ISIS, these radical murderers and terrorists who are sweeping now through Iraq. According to Bild Online, dated June 16, 2014, they want to go back to 630 AD, prohibiting the consumption of alcohol and assembling together. Hands of thieves are to be cut off. Women are only to leave their houses if absolutely necessary. Citizens are to be ordered to pray at least 5 times a day. At the same time, this ungodly terrorist organization is apparently publicly executing members of the Iraqi army and others by beheading them. Experts say that ISIS looks at Allah as their god of war, that they want to resurrect the wars of Muhammad, which were fought around 630 AD, and that their goal is to establish a Sunni state of God stretching from Sinai to Kuwait and from southern Turkey to northern Saudi Arabia. And AFP added on June 22, the militants led by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, and they call it now ISIL, or ISIL, jihadist group, have begun imposing an extreme interpretation of Islamic law in the days since they took the city of Mosul in northern Iraq, which is situated in the province of Nineveh. And in addition to what I just quoted to you from the article in Bild Online, they say that all depictions of people are considered idolatrous under the militants' extreme interpretation of Islam, and gunmen have removed various statues from the city in recent days, including some depicting famous poets. And one resident who fled said a neighbor told him that gunmen came to check empty houses in the area and find out who owns them. They asked about my house, my religious sect, and my phone number, he said. The gunman left a message that he had 2 days to return and renounce his Shiite faith or the house would be burnt. Now, some are saying that these radical interpretations of Islam and the Quran are kind of similar to what the Old Testament is saying in certain respects. And of course, there's lots of misconception and misunderstanding about the Old Testament. We have published a brand new booklet, Old Testament Laws Still Valid Today. Old Testament Laws Still Valid Today. I strongly encourage you to ask for a free copy because this booklet explains to you, first of all, what some of these provisions in the Old Testament meant and what they didn't mean. For instance, just to give you a foretaste, a little bit of a taste for your appetite, the concept that the Old Testament stated that you have to cut off the hand of a thief or something like that is absolutely not correct at all. And this booklet explains this and many other things. Many misconceptions are being explained. Of course, it also talks about what laws from the Old Testament, if any, are to be applied today. So you need that booklet. But you see, now we are talking about a terrible situation in Iraq. And of course, now Iran is very worried because they are Shiites, and this new group, this terrorist group, of course, are Sunnites. And so there is discussion going on as to whether the United States of America should get involved in this debacle as well, perhaps even cooperating with Iran. Now, it is interesting that Iran itself is not very much prone of having the United States fight for them. Here's an article by Sky News, dated June 21. A Shiite cleric loyal to Enter U.S. cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has warned that the 300 U.S. military advisors en route to Iraq will be attacked. In a sermon from Baghdad's Sadr City district, Nasir al-Sadr threatened what he called the occupier, saying, "We will be ready for you if you are back." And of course, then here's another article by Deutsche Welle, dated June 22, saying that Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Sunday that he was opposed to any U.S. intervention in Iraq. The Ayatollah's comments are the clearest indication so far of opposition to the U.S. plan to send 300 military advisors to Iraq. They also indicate the difficulties of any cooperation between Washington and Tehran in defending their mutual ally in the government of Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. You see, and so the situation in Iraq is volatile, it's explosive, and America is not at all a power to be reckoned with. And if they were to get involved in this newest debacle, partially of their making, then the consequences would be devastating for America as well, and it would be another defeat. It would be another debacle. So however you look at it, America's power, America's influence in the Middle East is gone. Our booklets, which I have quoted to you, especially the one on Fall and Rise of Britain and America, shows you and tells you why that is. It confirms the words of Herbert Armstrong. It confirms our words, what we have been preaching for many, many years to you. America is not going to win another war, and America's downfall is inevitable, and you need to know why that is. Because you also have a role to play when it comes to your own personal individual life. Disaster for America is decreed, my friends. I am very sorry to say it. The Bible makes this very clear. God makes it very clear in the Bible that this is what's going to happen, and there are reasons. It has a lot to do with how we Americans live. You can be different. You can concentrate on your own personal lifestyle and recognize how to live in accordance with God's will and what to do and what not to do. You don't have to be part of the masses who are living a lifestyle which is not at all in accordance with God's will. So please do yourself a favor and ask for those three booklets which are ordered, which are offered to you today on this program. And thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.